Three games remain in the California League season, and one more win is needed for the Rawhide to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. We get ready for game four of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Friday night. We've gone through three games. Rancho has captured two wins for Visalia. They have captured one, and all they need is one more in the next 3 days in order to return to the postseason for the first time in 5 years. But first off, we have to go through last night's ball game, the longest game of the series, 2 hours and 54 minutes. Tuesday night was the shortest, 1 hour and 59 minutes, and it was Visalia. A leadoff walk from Christopher Torin. However, he would be caught stealing, and it would be a minimum facing inning for Christian Zazueta, who went 5 innings of work in yesterday's ballgame. In the bottom half of the first inning, Adonis Perez, he sat down the side in order, but that would be the highlight of Perez's ballgame yesterday. Visalia would take their first lead of the ballgame. It's the first time in 8 games that the Rawhide would be the first team to crack the scoreboard. A solo home run from Angel Ortiz, his 7th of the year. That ties the lead for this Rawhide team alongside Yancel Ruiz. Then in the bottom of the second inning, it would be Rancho who would tie up the ballgame thanks to an RBI single from Oswaldo Osorio. Jose Mesa would come home to score, and then the Rawhide would find themselves down behind, working in inning number 3. A 4-run inning that featured 8 batters in the frame, 3 hits, 4 runs, and 1 runner left on base, including a 2-run RBI double from Carlos Rojas. 1 more run would be scored from Rancho in the bottom half of the 4th inning. The Rawhide found themselves down 6-1 heading into the middle of frames. However, the Rawhide would put together a rally. 2 runs in the top half of the 7th inning, including an RBI triple from Drew Jones and a sac fly from Ben McLaughlin as well. And then the Rawhide put together a 3-run top half of the 9th inning that featured a 2-run RBI double from Christopher Torin, tying up the ballgame and heading into the bottom half of the 9th inning. However, it would be a leadoff single from Zaire Hope against Alexis Lobano, who was perfect in save opportunities last week, going 3-for-3. And then Cameron Decker, a 2-run home run off the left field scoreboard, would finish yesterday's ballgame. Final score yesterday, Rancho 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Visalia. 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher yesterday was Evan Shaw, who threw 3 outings in a Quakes uniform, has not allowed an earned run. Meanwhile, for Visalia, Alexis Lobano suffered the loss. He's now 4-6 with a 5.77 ERA. It was the most pitchers the Rawhide had used all series long. The Rawhide used 5 different pitchers, including Adonis Perez, 2 innings of work, 6 hits, and 5 earned runs, with 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. We get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the California League standings. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for game 4 of the 6-game series between the Rawhide and the Quakes. As we get ready to take a look at the California League standings, where we'll start off in the South, where Lake Elsinore currently has a 2-game lead over the Rawhide. The Rawhide would need to win the next 3 games, and Lake Elsinore would have to lose out in order to capture the Southern title in the second half. Meanwhile, in second place, Visalia, 36-27. They have a two-game lead over Rancho, who is 34-29. In fourth place, the 66ers, 32-31. All four teams in the Southern Division all playing 500 baseball. Meanwhile, up in the North, San Jose, they are 35-28. In the second half, they have a six-game lead over Modesto as they captured the second half Northern Division title. Modesto, 29-34. They suffered a loss in yesterday's ball game. And then Fresno Grizzlies, 28-35. In fourth place, Stockton Ports, 20-43. We're getting ready to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard where Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore will get started at 6:30 as well. It'll be Peyton Olnick on the mound for the 66ers. No decisions so far this year, but he does have a 4.15 ERA. Two games will get started at 7:05. It'll be Fresno and San Jose. And then over at Don Thurman Field, it'll be the Nuts versus the Ports. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in High A, Tri-City and Hillsborough getting warmed up as well. They get started at 6:30 local time as well. In Double A, it is a 1-1 ball game between the Midland Rockhounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And then at the Triple A level, Reno and El Paso, they'll get started at 6:30 as well. Lastly, we move over to the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where they are currently underway out at Minute Maid Park in Houston, where the Astros currently have a 1-0 lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Next up, we move to tonight's starting pitchers for Visalia. It'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson. He is 5-8 with a 6.75 ERA, but Casey has been so good for the Rawhide since the All-Star break, and he looks to continue that momentum going into tonight's ballgame. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, it'll be Sterling Paddock making his second appearance of the year against Visalia. No decisions for Paddock so far. He has a 3.52 ERA. Anderson, Paddock, the starting pitchers for tonight's ballgame. We'll get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch. Game four of the six-game series in a potential playoff clinching spot tonight from Lone Mark Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Teams ranging from Stockton all the way to Lake Elsinore, California. Divided between the North and the South, four teams make the postseason, including two from each division.
Here's the pitch from Quinn, right down the middle, strike three called.
For the Rawhide, they look to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. It's been a year of the lows.
Another balk, and it's a walk-off balk.
And the highs.
That one's lifted into right center field, going back towards the barn, and that ball is gone. See you later.
And everything in between.
On the way, swung on and missed. Strike three. The season is a game winner for the eighth of the year. Rock the baby, Alexis Lovato.
5 years in the making, three to go, one more win.
Are you ready for it?
Game four of the six-game series has officially arrived, and the Rawhide one more win to clinch the playoff spot, and they will have to face off against Sterling Paddock on this Friday night. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at Visalia, rawhide.com. It is a warm night here in Rancho, 103 degrees before we get ready for first pitch. And speaking of first pitch, let's go through tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off would be the shortstop, Christopher Torin. Anderson Rojas will be the left fielder batting at the two spot. Then it'd be Demetrio Crisantes, who has the longest active on base streak in all of minor league baseball. He'll play second base for the Hyde. Meanwhile, at the DH spot, it'll be Angel Ortiz batting four. Drew Jones will be the center fielder batting five. Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher, will bat six. It'll be Ben McLaughlin, the first baseman, seven. Ruben Santana will man the hot corner batting eighth. And then lastly, it'll be Jefferson Pena, the Rawhide right fielder, batting out of the number nine spot. Torin will step up to the plate, and Sterling Paddock will get ready to step on the rubber, and we are ready to begin the final weekend of the 2024 season. First pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. 6:33, the first pitch here on this Friday night. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. That pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. Sterling Paddock, 6'1", 155, the 19-year-old southpaw out of Baldwin Park, California. And now this one is lifted up down the right field line, but it will end up landing near the Quakes Cantina, and the count now moved to 1-2. Torin, a defensive swing there, just trying to poke it out into right field. It is Torin who's batting 255 on the year, with four home runs and 50 RBIs. Here comes the deal home from Paddock. And now that pitch will miss outside for a ball. The count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and no outs. Paddock will hold at the belt. He'll get ready for the deal home. And Torin once again will foul that pitch off to the right side. Sterling Paddock, his first professional year playing with the LA Dodgers. He was originally drafted in the 2023 season. However, he did not play due to injury. Now coming 2-2 pitch on the way from Paddock. Working from the windup. Here's the deal home. And Torin watches that one miss a little bit low for ball three, 3-2. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Reginald Webb. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Blake Bison. And Blake Bison behind the plate tomorrow, and Reginald Webb will have the call on Sunday. 3-2, no outs. Here's the deal home, and Torin will foul that one directly backwards. Torin, a 381 on base percentage so far this year for Visalia. Continues to bat out of the leadoff spot as Yancel Luis continues to nurse a lower body knee injury. A 3-2 pitch on the way from Paddock, and Torin will watch that one miss inside for ball four. So just like last night, Torin will draw a leadoff walk, and he'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Sterling Paddock began the year in the Arizona Complex League before making his way to Rancho. So far this year, no decisions with a 3.52 ERA. His sixth start of the year. And Rojas will watch that one clip the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 0-1. Paddock, 15 and a third innings of work with 16 strikeouts and two walks on the year. Rojas was caught stealing yesterday in inning number one. We'll see if manager D. Garner would like to put him in motion. And just as I say that, a pickoff attempt over at first base. So Torin is able to get back in safely on the first disengagement of the two allotted per at-bat. 0-1 with no outs. An upcoming deal on the way from Paddock. Working from the right side, here's a deal home. And Rojas, watch that pitch, miss upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Anderson Rojas batting 245 with 5 home runs and 45 RBI so far on the year. Upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way. Paddock gets ready for the deal home. Here's his delivery. Rojas will go opposite field. Backing up is Samuel Munoz in front of the warning track. He'll have enough time to make the grab. Torin will tag up and return back over to first base. One down in the inning as it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. We talk about Sterling Paddock and his 5 starts so far in the Quakes uniform. He's faced Visalia just once. It was back on August 13th at Valley Strong Ballpark in a ballgame where he went 3 innings of work. 5 hits, 1 earned run in that ballgame. Visalia did tack on 2 runs against the Southpaw. Well, 5 strikeouts in that ballgame for Paddock. That is the most strikeouts of his professional career. Another pickoff attempt over at first base, and Torin once again able to get back in safely. It's a Rancho pitching staff so far on the year that comes in fourth in terms of strikeouts with 627. I'm going to pitch on the way. Here's the deal. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1 to Crisantes. Demetrio was one of 4 different Rawhide players during the last outing for Paddock that faced him twice. And during those 2 plate appearances, Crisantes went 2-for-2. 0-1 pitch on the way. Torin in motion. Crisantes hits this to the right side. It goes right behind the backside of Torin. He'll go from first to third. He'll hold up there. And the hit and run works out perfectly. And Visalia has runners on the corners here with one away. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. So Demetrio Crisantes is now 3-for-3 against Sterling Paddock in his professional career. And that ball is just inches away from scraping along the backside of Torin. So the hit and run works out into the Rawhide's favor. And now you got Angel Ortiz with the highest batting average in the league at 298. And he'll take that one upstairs for a ball of 1-0. Talk about the rest of the numbers for Angel Ortiz, 298 with 7 home runs and 50 RBI so far on the year. Upcoming a 1-ball, no strike pitch on the way to Ortiz, and he swings and misses on that pitch, and the count now 1-1. Angel Ortiz hit his 7th home run of the season in yesterday's ball game. He tied the Rawhide lead alongside Yancel Ruiz. He's one of 3 different players this season that has recorded 7 home runs. Jackson Feltner, who was transactioned to Hillsborough at the beginning of the Modesto series 4 weeks ago now, he had 7 home runs as well. 1-1 with 1 away. Here comes the deal home. Crisantes in motion. Throw down to second base. It's a double steal attempt for Visalia. Crisantes is safe, and Torin will dive head first. And just like that, the Rawhide for the 2nd straight night have a 1-0 lead here in the top half of the first inning. Aggressive base running for Visalia. It works out in their favor. Crisantes ends up being safe as well. So another runner in scoring position in a ball game that Visalia leads. 1-ball, 2 strikes with 1 away. The hold at the belt here from Paddock. A glance at second. Here's the deal home. And Ortiz tries to drive it opposite field. And instead he fouls it off to the left side. So 1-ball, 2 strikes with 1 down. You look at the ball game yesterday for Visalia with runners in scoring position. They were 3-for-7, with 2 of those coming in the late stages of yesterday's ball game. That pitch misses downstairs for ball 2-2. New offer Rancho, they had quite a bit of opportunities. They were 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Paddock holds at the belt. He'll get ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch. Ortiz, a ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by Wilman Diaz. He stops to first base in time. It advances Crisantes over to third base and brings up Drew Jones to the plate. So after the Angel Ortiz ground out, you got Drew Jones at the plate, who's batting 272 so far on the year. Five home runs and 62 RBIs. That leads his Rawhide team. And now Drew out to slide out of the way of that pitch. Count now 1-0. Jones top 10 in the California League in terms of RBIs. He ranks 8th, with the leader being Luis Sweetspell with the Modesto Nuts. He's got 87 runs batted in so far in 2024 for the Nuts. Two balls, no strikes, a two-way. The stare down here as Jones gets ready for the pitch. Here's the fire. And Drew, watch that one miss upstairs for ball 3-3-0. Drew's been very patient at the plate so far this season for Visalium. He ranks first on this Rawhide team and walks with 82 on the year. He's looking to make it 83 right now. And the pitch from Paddock is outside for ball 4. So Visalia now runners on the corners as it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia is number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And we have an early mound visit here as pitching coach Sean Coyne is going to make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadow Beaver Health. Remind you that good therapist is like great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health now open in Visalia. Just trying to get Paddock out of this opening frame. A long ball game to go. Rancho needs all three wins in order to clinch a spot in the California League postseason. Rawhide needed just two wins entering the six-game series. They won on Wednesday night. Lost yesterday and the opening game of the six-game series. So with two down here in the frame, Visalia has runners on the corners. Kenny Castillo bat, it's 278 so far on the year. That batting average from Kenny is top 10 in the California League as well. It ranks 8th. Upcoming pitch on the way. Paddock looks at first. Runner in motion is Jones, and he'll get there easily. No throw down. Really, nobody even covering the bag at second base. So the Rawhide now have runners on the second and third with two down in a 1-0 ball game. Kenny will get ready to step back into the batter's box once again. 0-1 with two down. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's Paddock's delivery. And Kenny, a swing and a miss on a pitch he's way out in front of. So the count now moved to 0-2. Rawhide 0-1 so far with runners in scoring position to begin this ball game. Looking to make it 1-for-2 and score at least one run. Drew Jones does have speed over at second base. Wouldn't be surprised if on a ball out in the outfield he tries to come home to score. 0-2 with two down. Here's Paddock's pitch, and Kenny swings and fouls that one backwards, unable to be held onto by the catcher Carlos Rojas. So Kenny will live to see another pitch here in this at-bat. Rawhide scored a run in the third inning of yesterday's ballgame, second inning of yesterday's ballgame, before Rancho would tack on a run in the bottom half of the frame as well. 0-2 pitch on the way to Castillo, and now that pitch is upstairs for a ball. The count now 1-2. 8 straight games at Visalia gave up the first run of the ball game that dated back to Tuesday night of the series against the Grizzlies. 1-2 pitch on the way to Castillo, and that one is fouled off to the left side. So no matter what happens right here in this at bat, Rawhide offense has done a very good job bringing up the pitch count early for Paddock. He's already at 28 pitches to begin this ball game. One ball, two strikes, a two-way. Paddock working from the middle of the slab. Here's his deal home. Outside corner, strike 3 called. And Kenny Castillo will be rung up for the final out of the inning. However, a double steal for Visalia gives them their first lead of the night. One hit, one run, no errors, and two runners left on base. Visalia 1, Rancho 0. When we come back, we'll see Casey Anderson for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the first inning. We get to see Casey Anderson on the mound for the first time tonight. Leading things off for Rancho is the DH, Eduardo Quintero. Head in the count 1-0 after the first pitch. The second on the way, and that one is inside as well for ball 2-2-0. Pretty nice sized crowd here on this Friday night as fans continue to come into the ballpark here for the final Friday of the year. 2-0 pitch on the way from Anderson, and that one is inside just below the elbows for ball 3-3-0. Eduardo Quintero batting 186 on the year, but no home runs in six RBIs. Taking the day off from the field here today. And now Anderson, first four pitches all inside. So it is a leadoff walk to begin this ball game, and it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. Tonight's starting lineup for Rancho. Zaire Hope bats at the two spot. Batting third is Cameron Decker, the first baseman. Jose Mesa will be the right fielder batting four. Carlos Rojas will be the catcher at the five spot. And then it'll be Samuel Munoz in left field batting six. Wilman Diaz, seven. Eduardo Guerrero will bat eight. And then lastly, Elijah Hainlein will be the shortstop for today's ballgame. So after four straight balls to begin this ballgame, Anderson's first pitch on the way is swung on and fouled backwards in the count now 0-1. Casey Anderson comes in 6'4", 185, a 23-year-old right-hander out of Salt Lake City, Utah. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Casey, and that one is from Casey, and that one's outside for ball 1-1-1. Anderson was drafted in the 11th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way. Here comes the deal home. And now that one is lifted up on the left side. Urban Santana will back up. Torin will be nearby as well. And Santana will be underneath it for the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning. Casey Anderson, 5-8 with a 6.75 ERA. His 21st start of the year. 84 innings of work with 87 strikeouts and 43 walks. The four-pitch arsenal for Anderson. The four-seam fastball, the sinker, slider, and changeup combination. Upcoming one-out pitch on the way from Casey. Yeah, that's a beautiful breaking ball there, and it's in there for a strike 0-1. Talking to Casey earlier this week, he described it more as a slurve rather than a slider. And good example of the break on the previous pitch. I mean, that ball initially out of the hands, about 3 inches inside the box. It ends up breaking to the inner third to closer to the middle of the strike zone after the break. 0-1 with one down. Anderson has preferred to use that pitch as his strike three attempt. Upcoming 0-1 deal on the way from Casey. And he goes fastball on this occasion, and he misses outside for ball 1-1-1. Rawhide have won five straight Anderson starts, dating back to the series against Stockton, when the Rawhide won 11-8 against the Port. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. Count now 2-2. Anderson's last outing last Friday night, five innings of work, one hit and one earned run. He did struggle with command in that ball game with five walks and four strikeouts. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's Anderson's pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, strike three called. And Anderson has his first strikeout of the ball game. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So I was just talking about that breaking ball that Anderson has been so effective with really since the All-Star break. And he throws it right there on an inside pitch and ends up ringing up Cameron Decker for the first time today. Cameron Decker has been the Rawhide killer so far in this series. Two home runs in both games that he's homered in. The Quakes have gone on to win. 0-1 with two down. Jose Meso will get ready for the deal. Anderson holds at the belt. Here's his deal home. And that one is outside for a ball two. 2-1. Should say 1-1 the count. Mauro Quintero remains standing on first base. Anderson's biggest struggled inning has been inning number one this year. 23 runs have been allowed, and now this one has popped up directly backwards. Castillo did lose the mask before watching that one sail behind and go over the awning that protects the fans here from the sun. Talked about a hot day today. It got up to 107 today. Actually, the high was 111. That's right. Earlier it was 109. And that was around noon, 1 o'clock earlier today. Currently 99 degrees, so a lot of hats and fans waving in the crowd trying to keep cool. One ball, two strikes with two away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Anderson, and that one is fouled off to the right side. It's been a Rawhide team who has not taken batting practice on the field so far this week. They've only taken it once. Outside of that, they've been in the cage for the three other games in the series, including today where the Rawhide worked in the batting cage that's housed on the left field line. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's the deal home, and that one is swung on and foul tipped. Anderson going with the slurve for his second punch out of the ball game, but Mesa barely gets a piece of it and fouls it directly backwards. Anderson has been a reliable five-inning guy as of lately. Here for the 1-2 pitch on the way. Once again, works with the slurve, and that one is fouled directly backwards. You have to go all the way back to his outing on July 19th against Inland Empire, where Anderson pitched 3 2/3 innings against the 66ers. That was the last time Anderson did not make it five innings or longer. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one has popped up on the right side. It'll land over the Rawhide dugout and go foul. Anderson, two outings ago against the 66ers. His longest professional outing, seven innings of work, two hits, and one earned run in that ball game. One ball, two strikes, two away. Jose Meza will get ready for the deal. A guy who's batting 220 on the year, with seven home runs and 31 RBIs, and that one is swung on and missed. So Jose Meza, the final out of the inning, and Casey Anderson has two strikeouts in the ballgame. We're through an inning of work here at Lone Barn Field. Visalia 1, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauia Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the second inning. So just joining us, Visalia taking an early 1-0 lead on a double steal attempt. And that's for Christopher Torin. Ben McLaughlin will lead things off here in the inning. He's batting 212 on the year with two home runs and 17 RBIs. Quickly added the count 2-0. Here's the deal home, and that one is in there for a strike 2-1. Going to be the bottom three in the order here in the second inning, 7, 8, and 9, McLaughlin, Santana, and Pena. The 2-1 pitch on the way. McLaughlin will ground this one to the third base side. A backhand effort by Guerrero. The throw across the diamond, and he won't have enough strength to muscle that one. And now a leadoff base runner here for Visalia. It is their second hit of the night. First try hit of the ballgame was brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special.
Ooh.
So to bring up Ruben Santana to the plate, a guy who bats 215 on the year with three home runs and 48 RBIs. Paddock will get ready for the deal home. And Santana now a swing and a miss, so the count now 0-1. Right, already two hits in this ballgame. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, they have been held hitless so far to begin this ballgame. It was a game yesterday where Visalia was out hit 8-6. 0-1 pitch. That one's lifted into center field. Backing up is Zaire Hope. At the warning track, he's able to make the grab. And Ben McLaughlin will have to retreat back over to first base. Starting defense tonight for Rancho, Carlos Rojas behind the plate. Meanwhile, it's Cameron Decker at first base. Wilman Diaz will be the second baseman. Elijah Hainline will join him on the middle infield over at shortstop. At third, it'd be Eduardo Guerrero. And then in outfield, Samuel Munoz in left. At center is Zaire Hope. And then lastly, the right fielder for today's ball game is Jose Mesa. Eduardo Quintero is the DH for today for the Quakes. One out pitch on the way here to Pena. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Pena 199 so far on the year with two home runs and 27 RBIs. No balls and a strike with one away. Paddock will get ready for the deal home, working from the stretch once again for the second straight frame. And now Pena will ground that one off to the right side, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Jefferson Pena, 13 stolen bases on the year with a .294 on base percentage. Pena will have a chance to step out of the batter's box before getting ready to step back in, and once again, 0-2 with one away. A runner at first in the form of Ben McLaughlin. He had a leadoff single to begin the frame. 0-2 pitch on the way from Paddock. Pena will rip that one into left field. Backing up is Samuel Munoz, and he'll make the grab right in front of the wall. It sounded good off the bat, but just towards the edge of the bat. And now two down in the frame. We'll now go back to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. Right, just one home run so far in this series. It was a solo home run from Angel Ortiz in yesterday's ballgame. A two-out pitch on the way to Torin, and this time he'll lift that one into left field. Backing up is Samuel Munoz at the wall, and he'll collide with the boarding, and that one will end the inning. Back-to-back loud outs for Visalia, but not enough to get out of the yard. We head into the bottom half of inning number two. Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. Visalia 1, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the second inning. Visalia, two loud outs for the final two of the inning, but not enough to make it a two-run ball game. And now Carlos Rojas will get a part of the flyouts here as he'll pop it up to Drew Jones in center field, who won't have to move very many steps to make the grab. One down here in the inning as we look at the starting defense for Visalia. Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Meanwhile, at first base, it has Ben McLaughlin. Demetrio Crisantes will join him at second base. And then in the middle infield is Christopher Torre. Irvin Santana with Rojas at third baseman. And then in left field is Anderson Rojas. Drew Jones in center field. And then lastly, Jefferson Pena out in right field. The DH for today's ball game, Angel Ortiz. With one down, here's the deal to Munoz, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that live health online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, live health online can help at no cost to Anthem Medi-Cal members. So Munoz will foul that one off to the right side, and the count is now 1-1. Samuel Munoz, 231, 5 home runs, and 49 RBI so far on the year. Anderson will stare down Munoz. Here's the deal home, and Anderson's pitch misses upstairs for ball two, 2-1. Anderson in inning number one struck out a pair of batters while also getting a flyout. Only one runner was able to get on base as Quintero's walk. And now Anderson's pitch on the way is outside for ball three, 3-1. Waiting on deck, Wilman Diaz. The third batter due up here in the frame. Three balls and one strike. Ground ball to the right side. Crisantes will back up. He'll field it at the letters and toss to first base in time. And there's now two down here in the frame. Bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Well, we've talked about Casey Anderson really good since the All-Star break. How good, you ask, will give you the numbers since the break. 3-2 to 3.47 ERA. Seven starts since that July deadline, 36 and a third innings of work, 42 strikeouts and 18 walks. That 42 strikeouts for Anderson since the deadline, that is first on this Rawhide team. Added Daniel Nunez, who has 32. 1-0 pitch on the way from Anderson, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. And I asked Casey, what is the major difference that has allowed you to thrive since the All-Star break. The 1-1 pitch grounded up the middle. Anderson will field it. It will bounce out of his glove. He'll scoop it back up and toss to first base in time. So great focus from Anderson. Gets him out of the frame. We'll tell that story a little bit later on, but the Quakes go down in order. Visalia 1, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the third inning. Leading things off is Anderson Rojas. A pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Casey sat down the side in order in the bottom half of the second inning. Two groundouts and a flyout to center. And it'll be Sterling Paddock who remains on the mound with 40 pitches so far in his ballgame. Paddock's longest outing of his professional career has been four innings of work. That was on August 25th against Lake Elsinore. And now that pitch is downstairs for a ball. It is now 2-1. Four innings of work in that ball game against Lake Elsinore. Two strikeouts and one walk. Paddock's 2-1 delivery on the way, and that one is bounced in the dirt for ball three, 3-1. Ross continues to bat with his new piece of wood that he's brought here this week, the axe handlebar. Has been a more popular batting grip over the past couple years along Major League Baseball. Anderson Rojas introducing it this week. Three balls, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the pitch from Paddock, and Rojas gets a piece of that one and fouls it back to the left side. Second time through the order already. Rojas last at bat. A fly ball into left field. It has been Samuel Munoz has been fairly active to begin this ballgame. Already three putouts for Munoz in left field. 3-2 pitch on the way to Rojas. This one's grounded up the middle. Losing the glove is Paddock. However, a shortstop, Elijah Hainlein, behind him makes the throw to first base in time. There's one down here in the inning, and Elijah Hainlein and Cameron Decker, you got to give the two defensive players of the week so far in this series. Elijah Hainlein has had a really good series coverage-wise over at shortstop, and then in yesterday's ballgame, Cameron Decker in what could have been a playoff-saving grab at first base in yesterday's ball game. One-out pitch on the way. That one downstairs for ball one, 1-0. It was yesterday's ball game that Adrian De Leon had runners on both first and second, and he shot a missile over to first base, and somehow Cameron Decker was able to dive on it, keep the ball in the infield, and step on first base for the second out of the frame. And then one batter later, Christopher Torin would tie up the ballgame 6-6 on a two-run RBI double. 2-0 pitch on the way to Crisantes. This one is grounded to the left side. It'll be fielded by Guerrero. His throw across the diamond is in time. So now back-to-back ground outs to begin the frame. We'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Angel Ortiz so far in the series, 2-for-12, including a 1-for-3 ball game yesterday where Ortiz had a solo home run. It was one of his two runs that he would come across the score in yesterday's ball game. A 2-out deal on the way to Ortiz, and that one is fouled off to the left side. The count now 0-1. Talked to Ortiz during batting practice earlier today, asking what was the pitch that he was looking for. The ball that he kind of golfed over the right field wall. He said he was looking for a changeup. That's what he got. It was a ball below the knees, and he got enough backspin on it to carry out of the right field wall. Ortiz quickly behind the count, 0-2, 2-way. Upcoming pitch on the way from Paddock. Here's the deal home, and Ortiz will foul that one off to the right side. The way this series has gone is since the 2-0 shutout on Tuesday night, one run will likely not be enough to win this ballgame. Last night, 8-6, and then on Wednesday night, a 5-1 win for Visalia. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Ortiz watched that one miss outside for ball one, 1-2. Talk about that hit from Angel Ortiz in yesterday's ballgame. Wednesday night was his other hit. Angel Ortiz will now have his third hit of the series as he'll dump it into right field as Jose Mesa will cut that one off from hitting the wall. So it is a lead, a two-out single that will bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Manager John Shoemaker is going to make his way out to the mound, and that will be the end of the ball game for Sterling Paddock. Drew Jones will face the new Quakes pitcher in the ball game in just a moment. When we come back, we'll have the numbers for the new arm. Visalia leads Rancho 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
That air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Manager John Shoemaker will go to the pen for the first time tonight. This pitch of change brought to you by Rescott Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Pedro Santillan, the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Quakes. The right-hander, 6'4", 200, the 23-year-old out of Mexico in his fourth year in the L.A. Dodgers organization. First pitch of the at-bat on the way to Drew Jones on the right-on-right matchup. And Jones gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. It is 0-1. Santillan in 18 games this year, 1-2, with a 5.76 ERA, 15 strikeouts and 20 walks so far on the year. 0-2, a two-way. The upcoming pitch on the way to Jones. And that one is downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Drew Jones 2-for-11 so far in the series, including a 1-for-3 ball game yesterday. It was an RBI triple on a ball that he sent into the right center field gap. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Santian. Here comes the deal home to Jones, and he grounds that one over to shortstop. It'll be fielded by Hainline, and he'll step on second base himself for the inning to come to conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom half of inning number 3. Visalia leads Rancho 1-0. Here, listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number 3. For Casey Anderson, so far yet to give up a hit in his first two innings of work. It'll be Eduardo Guerrero, Elijah Hainline, Eduardo Quintero. The batters due up here in inning number 3. Visalia with a 1-0 lead thanks to a run in the top half of the first inning. Rawhide 3 hits compared to the Quake 0 so far to begin this ball game. Quickly the count 0-2 for Guerrero. Anderson will hold at the belt. He'll get ready for the deal home, and the breaking ball clips the outside corner. Strike 3 called, and Anderson has his third strikeout of the night. And there's now one down in the inning as it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Elijah Hainline, the former Oregon State Beaver, bats 133 on the year as that pitch is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. Elijah Hainline, 133 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs so far on the year. Hainline, 8 stolen bases since joining the Quakes. Upcoming 1-0 deal on the way from Anderson, and that breaking ball is low for ball 2-2-0. So I was talking about earlier the changes that Anderson has made. He said he's found his release point since returning from the All-Star break. He said that slider more as a slurve has felt a lot more comfortable out of the hands. It was a lot more just horizontal in the past. Now he's been able to create still that horizontal movement, but there's been more dip to that pitch. 2 balls and a strike with 1 away. Hainline will get ready for the deal from Anderson. Here's the pitch home. Check swing. Does he go around? And the first base umpire, Blake Bison, says yes. And the count is now 2-2. Anderson has felt more confident, and the Rawhide have been able to support him on top of that as well on that 5-game winning streak. Anderson has received a win in his last 2 outings against both Fresno and Inland Empire. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 3-2. Anderson originally started the year on the injured list before he made his first appearance of the year against Lake Elsinore, where he only went a third of an inning after giving four earned runs. And Hainline has struck out on the outside corner, and it is now the fourth strikeout of the ball game for Anderson. There's two down in the inning, and it brings up Eduardo Quintero to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Eduardo Quintero at the plate, who's been a guy during his time in both the complex level and at the professional level, at the single-A level. Quintero been a guy who's batted at the first three spots in the order. So far this year, when batting out of the one spot for Rancho, he's batting 206. And now that one fouled directly backwards, and he's quickly behind in the count 0-2. You look at what spot in the order that he's thrived best in. There were 15 games in the complex league. He was batting 346. This pitch hit up the middle. Eduardo Quintero, a two-out knock, and it'll bring up Zaire Hope to the plate. It's Rancho's first hit of the night, and it's a ground ball hit right over the mound. That base hit brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Give him a call today at 559-625-3636. Or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So you got Zaire Hope to the plate, who last time out flew out to the third baseman, Ruben Santana. Not a whole lot of action warming going for Santana so far in this ball game. As that pitch misses inside for ball one, 1-0. Zaire Hope so far in the series batting an even 300, including a 2-for-4 ball game yesterday where he had a double and a single. 1-0 pitch on the way here from Anderson. Runner in motion is grounded over the right side. Crisantes will charge in, an underhand toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to inning number four, Visalia 1, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the fourth inning. Kenny Castillo will lead things off. It'll be Kenny, McLaughlin, and Santana. And the batter 6, 7, and 8 do up here in the frame. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike 0-1. So Pedro Santillan came in as a guy to get one out in the frame. He got the force out that was scooped up by Elijah Hainline. And now this ball is ripped into left field down the line, and that one's going to drop in for a base hit. It'll stick along the boards in left field. Kenny Castillo around second base. He'll dive head first, and he is safe. So Kenny, the first extra base hit of the ball game, and it will now bring up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. That play was a lot closer than what it initially looked like. The ball stuck along the left field wall, and Kenny decided he wanted two out of it and barely dove past the tag. So now it brings up Ben McLaughlin, who's got 17 RBI since joining if I sail a ride at the beginning of August. A 1-0 ball game, and the new pitcher is Alex Makerwich. And now this ball is hit up the middle. It is scooped by Hainline. He'll throw to third base. And Kenny Castillo is gunned out trying to go to third. Good heads up defense by the Oregon State Beaver. And there's now one down here in the inning. So Visalia likes to go with the run to third on a ball in play. Does not work out in their favor. But they do get a base runner either way, with Ben McLaughlin getting on via the fielder's choice. With one down, here's a pitch to Santana. And that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Ruben Santana so far in the series, 1-for-9. His first hit of the series was yesterday's ball game, where he had a single, a run, and an RBI as well. 1-0 with one away. Makerwich gets ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch. Santana will shoot that one into left center field. Backing up is Iyer Hope at the wall, and that ball's going to bounce off the very top of the wall. And now Ben McLaughlin's going to be waved home, and the base umpire, Blake Bison, will signal it a home run. It's in a 2-run shot, and Visalia now leads this ballgame 3-0 here in the top half of the fourth inning. Dimitro Crisantes will meet Ruben Santana at the top of the doorstep, and they are fired up in the Rawhide dugout. Fifth hit of the night gives the Rawhide a 3-run lead. It was a late signal from Blake Bison. He signaled it fair at first before changing his mind when Santana was already at second, signaled it a home run. So now the Rawhide have created a little bit of breathing room here in inning number four. Two extra base hits already here in the inning. 1-0 with one away. Jefferson Pena gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one is swung on and missed. So the count now 1-1. Two-run home run for Ruben Santana is his fourth of the year. The Rawhide have had some loud hit balls tonight that have allowed the defense to get active, but Dyer Hope unable to preserve that one in the yard. 1-1 with one away. Here's a pitch for Makerwich, and that one is inside for ball two, 2-1. Rawhide watching the film earlier, they said the most notable pitch for Sterling Paddock was the cutter. They also say they want to get him out of the ballgame early, and that is what they've done. They're also watching quite a bit of film on Makerwich earlier, and this ball is hit over to second base, and Wilman Diaz, it'll bounce off the front of his glove, and the film working out here early. They're all high, three hits already here in the frame. So now we go back to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. Doreen so far in this ball game, 0-for-1. As Alex Makerwich will have the stare down here. We'll go through his numbers here in just a moment as he works from the stretch once again here in this inning. Doreen batting .255 on the year. Pena in motion, throw down to second base, and it is in time. Jefferson Pena is caught stealing, and there's two down here in the inning. Visalia is 2-for-3 so far in the ballgame on stolen base attempts. So Terrine will now work with the bases empty. And looking for his now fourth hit of the series. That pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Terrine currently riding a 5-game hitting streak that is tied for the 7th longest in the California League. Two balls, no strikes, it's two away. Here's the deal home for Makerwich, as Torino fouled that one directly backwards, so the count will now move to 2-1. Crisantes yesterday was held hitless. He had the longest streak in the Cal League at 11 straight games. However, in yesterday's bowl game, Crisantes ended up going 0-for-3 with a walk. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is bounced outside for ball three, 3-1. We got Anderson Rojas waiting on deck here for Visalia, looking to continue to roll on in this inning. Visalia, three hits so far in the frame. Here comes the deal home, and that one is right at the knees. It is in there for a strike, 3-2. Visalia, six hits so far here in these first four innings. 3-2, a two-way. The stare down on Taurine. Here's Makerwich's payoff pitch. And Taurine, a swing and a miss, as it will strike out, and he'll be the final out of the inning, but not before Ruben Santana, a two-run home run, scores Ben McLaughlin. And just like that, Visalia 3, Rancho 0, as we head into the bottom half of the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the fourth inning. With Rawhide just tacked on two more runs from a two-run home run from Ruben Santana, his fourth of the year. Rawhide giving some breathing room for Casey Anderson, and his pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Casey up to four strikeouts already in his ball game. Last time he faced Rancho on August 16th, a ball game that he struck out 10 batters in that ball game. That was a career high. So you look at Anderson's last three outings. Three outings ago was a 10-strikeout game, a career high. The second most strikeouts in a ball game by a Rawhide pitcher, Denny Lorando, holds that record this year with 11 strikeouts in June against Lake Elstorm. Two outings ago against Inland Empire, his longest outing of his career, seven innings of work where he only gave up one earned run. And now that pitch upstairs for ball four, so Anderson a four-pitch walk. Not one of the worst batters to walk, as Cameron Decker has been a thorn in the Rawhide side so far in this series. As it now brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. And then you go to the last outing for Anderson. The control, as I mentioned, wasn't necessarily there with five walks and four Ks, but he did only limit the Grizzlies to one hit and one earned run in that ball game. So you look at the positives and the negatives in that ball game, and now Anderson's pitch on the way is in there for a strike 0-1. In the month of August, Anderson 3-0 with a 3.0 ERA, 31 punch-outs in the month of August. The upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's hit up the middle. Taurine will field it. He'll toss over to Crisantes for one. That's all it will be, as that ball really stuck in the glove of Taurine. He was unable to fully get it out as quickly as he wanted to, but it does get the lead runner Cameron Decker out at second, and now it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. They got Carlos Rojas at the plate, working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that pitch is high for ball one, 1-0. Carlos Rojas, 2-for-11 so far here in the series, including a 1-for-4 ball game yesterday, where he had a double and an RBI. 1-0 pitch on the way here from Anderson. Here's the deal home, and that one's high and inside for ball two, 2-0. Look at two walks in this ball game for Anderson. The last time we had a ball game where he did not walk a batter was on August 2nd against Stockton. 2-0 with one away. Here comes the deal home from Anderson. Nice breaking ball. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. Yesterday, during the pitcher's bullpen workout yesterday, Anderson said he was feeling really good, and he said he was feeling 7 or 8 innings in today's ballgame. We have not seen a Rawhide pitcher make it into inning number 8 this season. He's already at 52 pitches through the first 4 innings of work. But we have seen Anderson go 7 innings of work, one of 2 Rawhide players to make it to the 7-inning mark. 2 balls, 2 strikes with one away. Anderson will steer down to the batter, Carlos Rojas. 2-2 with one away. Here's a pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. And Casey now 5 strikeouts in the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Anderson's 5 strikeouts. This is the second time he's got 5-plus in his last 4 outings. Samuel Munoz, the right-on-left matchup. Anderson, a pickoff attempt at first. Ben McLaughlin will make the grab. That was a hard-thrown ball by Anderson over at first base, trying to keep Jose Mesa honest at first. You look at the numbers for Rancho so far this season in the terms of stolen bases. They have 128. That is the 4th most in the Cal League. As that pitch is fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-1. It's a Visalia Rye team, 252 batting average. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 247, that is 5th in the Cal League. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It is now 0-2. Similar numbers in the offensive categories besides that of home runs. Rancho's hit 91, Visalia 66 on the year. Now 67 after the Ruben Santana home run. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one is high and outside. It'll bounce away from the catcher, Kenny Castillo. No throw over at second base, so the wild pitch will advance Mesa into scoring position. Samuel Munoz hitless so far here in this series, where he's 0-6. Last time we saw him at the plate was on Wednesday, where he was 0-3. A ball game where he struck out twice. He was also walked once. 1 ball, 2 strikes, a two-way. Anderson will look over at second base. Here's a deal home, and that one is outside for ball 2-2. Perrine not necessarily holding on Jose Mesa, but standing practically right behind where his leadoff is over at second base. Rancho looking to cut into this lead. Visalia leads 3-0. The 2-2 pitch, and that one is swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Kenny Castillo will apply the tag, and the inning will come to conclusion. Casey, 6 strikeouts on the ballgame, including 3-2 strikeout frames. We head to inning number 5 here at Lone Mark Field. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Sealy, a three-run lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. Our two runs in the top half of the fourth. We move into inning number five. 3-0 against the Quakes. And now this pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Anderson Rojas, Demetri Crisantes, Angel Ortiz due up in the frame. Rojas so far in this bowl game, 0-2 with a flyout and a ground out. The 1-0 pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Anderson Rojas so far this season, 24 hits against Rancho. That is first on this Rawhide team. 1-1 pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball two, 2-1. Anderson Rojas, 45 RBI so far on the year, 3 hits so far in the series. 2-1 with no outs. Makerwich's pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 2-2. You got Demetri Crisantes waiting on deck in a ballgame where he is 1-2. Makerwich will stare down Rojas, so get ready for the 2-2 pitch on the way. And that one's a fastball that misses outside for ball three, 3-2. Right, looking to add on a couple more runs here in these middle innings. Anderson has looked good so far in the ballgame. Meanwhile, for Makerwich, he's the third pitcher used by manager John Shoemaker, and Anderson Rojas will foul that one back into the glove for the punch out. There's one down here in the inning. Talking about Alex Makerwich, he's 2-4 this year with a 9.85 ERA through 13 games, 24 and two-thirds innings of work with 37 strikeouts and 32 walks so far on the year. Makerwich will stare down Crisantes, so get ready for the first pitch. Here's the deal home. And Demetri, watch that one clip the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 0-1. Last time Makerwich was on the mound, it was on Friday night against San Jose in a ball game where he went 2 1/3 innings of work, 3 hits and 2 earned runs in that ball game. A pair of strikeouts and a pair of walks in that game. And now that pitch is outside for ball 1-1, or in there for a strike, 0-2, should say. You look at the numbers for Makerwich in the month of August, 2-1. With a 5.73 ERA. He struck out 17 batters. He walked 15 as well. 0-2 pitch on the way to Crisantes, and he gets a piece of that one and fouls that one off to the right side. Crisantes has reached in 54 straight games, now 55 after the leadoff single. He was down to his final plate appearance of the night in yesterday's ball game in inning number 9 before he was able to draw a walk. And now that pitch is outside for ball 1-2. Crisantes, they walk in the eighth inning. The Rawhide loaded the bases down by 2 runs before Angel Ortiz would ground out his second to be the final out of the eighth. Crisantes now a swing and a miss. It'll be the second straight strikeout by Makerwich. And now there's now 2 down in the inning. That brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz so far in this ball game 1-2. With a single and a ground out. Makerwich will call for a new ball as they get ready for the upcoming pitch. On LRT, 22 hits against Rancho. That side for the second most on this Rawhide team. A deal to Ortiz, and that one is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. You talk about the second most hits. However, he does lead this Rawhide team in total bases against the Quakes. 36 total bags so far this year. 1-0, a two-way. Here comes the deal home to Ortiz. And now that one is inside for a ball. It is 2-0. It's a Quakes team who's being out-hit by the Rawhide by 5 hits. A 6-1 advantage for Visalia. Drew Jones waits on deck if he finds a way to get on base. Or if Ortiz finds a way to get on base, that one's a swing and a miss. And they count out 2-1. Makerwich's longest outing of the year. 2 2/3 innings of work. It's occurred on 2 separate occasions, with his first happening on June 18th against the 66ers. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball 3, 3-1. His other outing of 2 2/3 was against San Jose at home on July 31st. Three balls, one strike with two away. Work in from the windup. Here comes the deal for Makerwich to Ortiz. And that one's in there for a strike. It is now 3-2. Well, Ortiz looking for back-to-back games with a home run after the solo shot in yesterday's bowl game. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Makerwich gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. It is outside, ball four. So it'll be the third Rawhide walk of the ball game, and it will bring up Drew Jones to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So it brings up Drew Jones to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-for-1. Jones will get ready for the pitch here for Makerwich. Here's the deal. And that one outside once again for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones, 18 walks this season against Rancho. That leads his Rawhide club. Already talked about the 82 walks that he leads the team in general. And now the 1-0 pitch to Jones, and that one is swung on and missed, 1-1. Jones yesterday, a 1-for-3 ball game with a triple. Look at the Rawhide triples leader has been Yancel Luis with 10. 1-1 with two away. Here comes the deal home to Jones, and that one is outside for ball 2-2-1. Yancel Luis had one start in the series. It was a ball game where he went 0-for-4 with four strikeouts and a walk. That was on Wednesday night. 2-1 with two away. The glance over at first base. A pause at the belt here. And Jones gets ready for the pitch home. And that one is lifted into right center field. Coming over is Jose Mesa. He'll be underneath it for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. We're officially at the halfway point of this ball game. And Visalia looking for a chance to clinch a spot in the California League postseason. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Casey Anderson has been in sync tonight. So far, four innings of work, six strikeouts, two walks, and no earned runs for the Rawhide righty out of Utah Valley. Anderson trying to get that much closer to a potential playoff spot. The 0-1 pitch on the way. And that one is fouled back to the right side, 0-2. So we're talking to him, Anderson the other night, and he talked about, well, people were wondering, well, maybe the difference in since the All-Star break was the fact that he switched from a Tuesday starter to the Friday night starter, as that one was lifted into center field as Drew Jones was able to make the grab. He said that was not the case. He said really there isn't much of a difference whether he's a Tuesday night starter or the Friday night starter, besides the fact that he could be on the bus and you suffer from bus lag. But he brought up the fact that Nate Savino had a pretty solid start on Tuesday night, so the bus isn't the issue. It's not like hopping off the bus is going to make Anderson pitch better or not. And then he also brought up a good point that it's not that every single Tuesday they're on the road. He has been the Tuesday starter whenever the Rawhide had been at Valley Strong Ballpark. So the Tuesday difference from him wasn't a big difference. He started being the Friday starter once the rotation switched to Anderson, Nunez, Lorando for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two balls, no strikes with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Eduardo Guerrero. And now that pitch is inside for ball three, 3-1. Also asked Casey about what it meant for him to be pitching in a potential playoff clinching ball game. And he said it felt so good to be playing in a meaningful ball game. That pitch is outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Guerrero will be the third walk allowed by Anderson in this ballgame as it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. But Anderson was talking about how it meant it's so important. He often talks to the pitchers and players that come out of the Complex League. And one of the first things they mention is the meaningful ball games that you play in whenever you're outside of the Complex. But, I mean, all season long, you're playing a long season, 132 games. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball 2-0. Sometimes with the strain of the season, some nights you just go out there and you're playing a ball game, but late in the season, that importance of a ball game starts to resurface once again, and that's tonight is one of those nights. It's been that way all week long, and really since the beginning of August. That ball has popped up on the right side of the infield. Chrysantis is nearby. He'll call off McLaughlin, and he'll be there for the grab for out number two. And now we'll go back to the top of the order for Eduardo Quintero. Anderson mentioned it felt like he was pitching in college once again with a potential playoff spot on the line. He said in college, every single game is important, and once you get to conference play, those stakes almost double, and especially for schools not in the Power 5 conferences like that of Utah Valley. He mentioned that those are teams that you have to win your conference in order to guarantee yourself a bid in the NCAA tournament. You look at teams like Ben McLaughlin's Arkansas, teams that might get an at-large bid from playing the SEC with how talented that league is. And now that pitch inside for ball one, 1-1 with two away. I mean, you think about it, 64 teams, half the qualification spots in the NCAA tournament go to the automatic bid, so winning your tournament. The 1-1 pitch on the way. The other half of the teams, the 32 others, are the at-large bids. And for a team like Utah Valley, a lot more difficult to gain that spot unless you have a really good strength of schedule and you look at all the other factors that the selection committee factors in to make the tournament. One ball, two strikes, two away. Anderson looking for a seventh of the game. Inside, ball two, 2-2. But no tournament, no selection committee here on this Friday night. You win and you're in. You lose three and your season comes to conclusion after 131 games. Two balls, two strikes, two away. A runner on first is Guerrero. Quintero get ready for the deal from Anderson. Here's his pitch. And that one is fouled off to the right side once again. Eduardo Quintero, 5 points below 200. You look at his numbers at the two spot versus the one spot. At the two spot, batting 311. Meanwhile, first, 206. Two balls, two strikes with two down. Anderson will stare down Quintero. Here comes the deal home, and that one is grounded to the right side. Chrysantis will field it. He'll have plenty of time to throw to first base. It is in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We had inning number six by Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of the sixth inning. First pitch on the way. It's going to hit Kenny Castillo in the left hip. And it is a leadoff base runner here for Visalia. Right, looking to add on some insurance run here in middle innings as Ben McLaughlin will get ready to step up to the plate. Ben McLaughlin so far this year, he's batting .221 with two home runs and 17 RBIs so far on the season. So McLaughlin will get ready to step into the batter's box from the left side. Makerwich will get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. McLaughlin, the former Arkansas Razorback, drafted it with the 284th pick in the 2024 MLB draft. Here comes the deal home, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. The NCAA Fayetteville Regional All Tournament team and Spring SEC Academic Honor Roll. As Ben McLaughlin, who finished the 2024 season with 9 home runs compared to his 2023 campaign, where he had only 2. It was a season that he only played in 30 games in 2023 compared to that of 2024 where he played in 60 games for the Arkansas Razorbacks. 3 balls, no strikes, but no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to McLaughlin. Here's the deal home. And Ben, watch that one clip the outside corner. It is in there for a strike 0-1. Ben originally began his college career out of the JUCO level out of Hutchinson Community College. He received a Gold Glove Award as a third baseman during his time at the JUCO ranks. We talk about his freshman and sophomore year. Heading into his junior year, he had several offers from several mid-major universities. However, McLaughlin was waiting for the perfect opportunity. He said it had always been a dream to play for Arkansas growing up. That one is fouled off to the left side. And when Arkansas came calling his name, McLaughlin instantly took up on the opportunity and ended up going to the Arkansas Razorbacks. But however, right away, McLaughlin mentioned those 30 games in 2023. He had to play behind Jace Brofin, who's currently in high A with the Vancouver Canadiens. He has the third longest active on-base streak in all of minor league baseball. And one thing that scouts have praised McLaughlin so much on is his ability to draw walks. He does one right there. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. They talk about Jace Brofin, a guy who's played in 111 games out of the high A level in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, batting 252 on the year so far with Vancouver. Been an Arkansas team who's produced quite a bit of high-level talent over the last couple years. You talk about this year's MLB draft, Ben McLaughlin, one of five different Arkansas players to be drafted by a major league club. Sean Coyne makes his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Cedar Meadows Behavior Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Cedar Meadows Behavior Health, now open in Visalia. So Ruben Santana will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Working from the left side of the slab, here's the deal home to Santana. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. We talk about how good Arkansas was in this past draft. You look at the fifth overall pick by the Chicago White Sox in the form of Hagen Smith. It was the 10th Razorback to be chosen in the first round and the fifth and the highest drafted pitcher in program history. It was Hagen Smith, Peyton Stovall, who was drafted to the Cincinnati Reds, and round number four, Mason Molina with the Milwaukee Brewers in round number seven. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the deal home. And Santana gets a piece of that one, and he fouls it off to the right side. The count will now move to 2-1. They got Ruben Santana at the plate, who's got two aboard. And so far in this ball game, 1-for-2, including the two-run home run in his previous at-bat. Santana gets ready for the deal home, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-1. So all of a sudden, Makerwich working with some trouble right here, looking to avoid loading the bases for the first time for Visalia on the night. 3-1 with no outs. Santana will get ready for the deal. Makerwich will hold up the belt. Here comes the deal home to Ruben, and he lifts that one into right field. Backing up is Jose Mesa. Kenny has his foot at the edge of second base. He's going to run over to third base. Here comes the throw. It will not be cut off. And Kenny will dive headfirst into third base. And Visalia, runners on the corners with one away. So Santana does his role, advancing a runner into 90 feet away. And now it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-2. Jefferson Pena singled in his previous at-bat. He was caught stealing once he got on base. And now the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to make his way out to the mound, where it'll be the end of the ballgame for Alex Makerwich. Third pitching change of the ballgame for the Quakes. When we come back, we'll have the numbers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, top half of the sixth inning. Jefferson Pena will lead things off against the new pitcher in the ballgame here for Rancho. And to be the right-hander, Noah Ruin, who will come in to replace Alex Makerwich. Final stat line we'll go over here in just a moment for Makerwich with two and a third. 0-1 pitch on the way from Pena. We'll have to hold off as McLaughlin lead that Ruin didn't like. He tosses it over to first base. McLaughlin is in there safely. Jefferson Pena was hitless in his first 7 of 8 games in the month of August. However, since that time, 4 for 20, getting an even 200 during this stretch. Pitches upstairs for ball 1-1-1. It was two straight series where Jefferson Pena did not have a hit in the month of August. It was the Stockton series that began the drought. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Pena. And that one is outside for ball 2-2-1. Runners on the corners for Visalia. Kenny Castillo at third. Ben McLaughlin at first. Visalia leads this ball game 3-0 in the top half of the sixth inning. Ruin will get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. Pena gets a piece of it. They'll pop it up on the right side of the infield. However, it will run out of room, and that one is fouled off to the right side, 2-2. Talk about Noah Ruin, 6'4", 190. A 21-year-old right-hander out of Houston, Texas. Spent his college playing days at Tyler Junior College. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Pena will get ready for the deal here in the top half of the sixth inning. Ruin will get ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch, and Pena gets a piece of that one. He'll foul it off to the right side. Ruin, he's been very familiar with Visalia this season, including his last outing earlier this week, three nights ago on Tuesday, in a ball game where he went an inning and a third, and he walked one batter, walked two batters, and struck out one. Did not allow an earned run through that inning and a third on Tuesday night. Looking to do the same thing right here. 2-2 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Ruin, and that one is outside for ball 3-2. Jefferson Pena. His hit back in the fourth inning was his first hit of the series. He's currently 1 for 5. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one away. Infield will play in for the Quakes. Payoff pitch on the way, runner in motion, a jam shot. It'll be caught by the second baseman, Diaz, and the underhand toss to first base in time. The Rawhide try to change things up on the Quakes. And it ends up working in Rancho's favor. It's an inning-ending double play for Jefferson Pena. We head into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio, Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number six. Casey Anderson remains on the mound for Visalia. Get ready to go through the scores around the California League as that pitch is downstairs for ball two, 2-0. Talk around the scores around the league. We'll start off nearby in San Bernardino where the 66ers currently tied up 2-2 with the Storm in the top half of the seventh inning. The pitch to Zaire Hope is outside for ball three, 3-0. Casey looking to avoid walking his fourth batter of the ball game. Coming 3-0 pitch on the way, outside ball four. So Anderson, a four-pitch walk, will allow Zaire Hope to get on base and bring up Cameron Decker to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Going through the rest of the scores around the California League, where we'll move out to Fresno. It's Chancy Park, where the Grizzlies currently trail the San Jose Giants 3-1. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, is going to make his way out to the mound. Now this is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So we talked about Anderson wanting to go 7-8 innings of work tonight. He's currently at 79 at the moment, with still three outs to go here in the frame. So I'd imagine this would likely be his last inning of the ball game, unless he can somehow quickly get out of this frame right here. But if not, it would be the Rawhide bullpen who would have to get the final nine outs of the ball game. With the playoff spot on the line, obviously anything's up for grabs with the decision making on the first base dugout. Anderson's pitch fouled directly backwards, 0-1. Cameron Decker, so far this season, 36 total bases against Visalia in five home runs. That leads the team in both the total bases and home run category. 0-1 with no outs. Anderson will hold at the belt. Here comes the deal home, and that one is hit through the left side of the infield, and just like that, it'll bring up the tying run to the plate in the form of Jose Mesa. The Quakes fans have been waiting all night long to get back into this ball game, and this is their opportunity right here in the bottom of the sixth inning. If you've been in a collision, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-4141. D. Garner's at the edge of the steps, and he's going to make his way out to the mound. Visalia will go to the pen for the first time tonight. When we come back, we'll have the new numbers and we'll have Casey's numbers when we come back. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We remain in the bottom half of the sixth inning where the new pitcher in the ball game is the flamethrower Edgar Isaya. This pitcher change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Edgar Isaya checks into the ball game in a 3-0 ball game, but runners on first and second brings up the tying run in the form of Jose Mesa. And the first pitch from Isaya is bounced into the grass in front of home plate. Isaya, a guy who's topped out at 103 miles per hour this season. It was 2 weeks ago out at Inland Empire. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Isaya. And that one's in there for a strike. It is now 1-1. Edgar Isaya, 6'3", 185. The 22-year-old right-hander out of El Tigre, Venezuela. One ball, one strike with no outs. Here's the deal from Isaya, and that one is grounded to the right side. Ben McLaughlin on a backhand grab. The second for one down to first base, and it is in time. What a double play from Visalia. And frustration for Jose Mesa as he tosses off the helmet. Two down here in the inning, and it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. It officially goes down as a 3-6-1 DP. And it now brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate with a runner 90 feet away from home. They got Zaire Hope over at third base. A two-out pitch on the way. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. 97-mile-per-hour heater pushing Rojas off the plate. 1-0, two down. Isaya gets ready for the deal to Rojas, and he's way out in front of that one. 93 on the previous, 85. An 8-mile-per-hour differential in the last two pitches. We'll see if Isaya decides to gas him up on the 1-1 pitch. Here's the deal home. That's exactly what he does. This one is lifted into center field. Drew Jones is racing back in front of the wall. He's there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Edgar Isaya works out of a runners on first and second jam. Quakes are unable to scratch across the run. We move into the top half of the seventh inning. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon."
At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Nine outs to go. We move into the top half of inning number seven. As Rawhide looking to add on some insurance here and give the bullpen some separation here in the final three innings of the ball game. 0-1 here to Christopher Torin, and he takes that one outside for ball one, 1-1. Christopher Torin 0-2 so far in the ball game. He did score the first run of the ball game on a double steal. Crisanta stole second base, and Torin came home to score. A swing and a miss here for Torin, and the count is now 1-2. Torin listed as one of the best bat-to-ball hitters in the entire Arizona Diamondbacks organization. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is bounced outside for ball two, 2-2. A 13.8% strikeout rate for the 19-year-old. A guy who has an 8.8% swinging strike rate, which is the fourth best by players underneath the age of 18 in 150 plate appearances. Two balls, two strikes, with no outs. Upcoming deal on the way from Ruin, and Torin drives that one through the right side of the infield. And Visalia now has their seventh hit of the night and a leadoff base runner to begin inning number seven. So to bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate from the left side of the slab, or from the left side of the plate, in a ball game in a season where he's batting 244. He's been held hitless so far in the ball game. He is 0-3. The team leader in hits against the Quakes, looking for his first of the night. And Ruin's pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Noah Ruin's numbers in the month of August, 1-1 with a 3.07 ERA. 20 strikeouts and 3 walks for the right-hander. And now that pitch is outside for ball 2, 2-0. Ruin's 3.07 ERA month was the second best of the season, right behind June, where he had a 2.63 ERA with a 1-0 record. Rojas will lift this one into right center field. Backing up is Jose Mesa, and he's able to make the grab just in front of the warning track. He lost it momentarily, but was able to line that one up to make the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning as it brings up Demetrio Grisantes to the plate. So you got Grisantes at the plate in a ball game where he is 1-3. A single, a ground out, and a strikeout so far in his ball game for Demetrio. A small lead over at first for Torin. The Rawhide have already been caught stealing once in this ball game. Are they going to be aggressive in the late innings? Here's the pitch home from Ruin. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. The former Tucson, or the former Arizona commit, Grisantes ended up being signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks instead. Not a bad pickup. 1-0 pitch on the way. Torin's in motion. That pitch is inside. He'll dive head first, and it is not in time. Wilman Diaz was pointing to his catcher. He thought he had a tag out, and instead he does not. It is Torin's second stolen base of the night, and a runner in scoring position here for Grisantes. Two balls, no strikes with one away. Torin takes a minor lead over at second base. Ruin will glance over at second base. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and Grisantes will take that one in there for a strike. It is 2-1. Grisantes was batting above 250 during his time in the Arizona Complex League. where he played in 29 games. He played 29 last year and this season as well before being called up to Visalia in mid-June. The 2-1 pitch, and that one is fouled backwards. The count now 2-2 here for Crisantes. Demetrio officially turned 20 years old yesterday, and his birthday wish was to clinch a playoff spot on his 20th. Now one day removed from it, he has a chance to get it tonight. 2-2 with one away. A glance at second is Ruin. Torin bounces back around, and a disengagement here as Ruin does not toss, but it was a backup by Elijah Hainline who didn't like the lead from Torin. Two balls, two strikes with one away. Ruin working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, grounded up the middle. Torin is stuck in a pickle in between second and third. Ruin will toss over to second base. Crisantes will run over to second, and Torin will dodge out of the way of that tag, but he will be tagged on the backside of the helmet. But good heads up base running by Crisantes. He gets Torin out at third base, and Crisantes now stands in scoring position. On a rundown like that, you always hope that you can at least preserve a runner in scoring position. Good coaching there by Jaime Del Valle, who is aware of the situation. He sent Crisantes to second base. So Torin is out at second, but Demetrio is at second base after the fielder's choice. Anel Ortiz steps into the plate. That one is back at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run from Anel Ortiz. His second straight game with a long ball, and Visalia leads his ball game 5-0 in the top half of the seventh inning. 9 outs to go to clinch a playoff spot, and that is exactly what the Rawhide needed. Some insurance runs late in the ball game in a very, very similar swing in last night's game. Anel Ortiz, the new Rawhide home run leader. He's got 8 on the year, and it'll now bring up Drew Jones to the plate. That Rawhide dugout is fired up down the first baseline. The first pitch to Drew, outside, ball one, 1-0. Demetrio Crisantes comes home to score, and Anel Ortiz, the two-run jack. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Drew Jones, 5 home runs on the season, 4 of those at Valley Strong Ballpark. What a feeling it would be to go back-to-back right here, a hitter's count against Noah Roon. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Jones, and that one is low on the outside corner, strike number one. 62 RBIs on the season, and now a couple of Rawhide pitchers out in the bullpen will return back to the Rawhide dugout. We'll see what the new strategy is here in the last 3 frames for D. Garner. Jones will ground this one up the middle. It'll be fielded by Hainline. His toss to first base is low and in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. However, Visalia gets a 2-run home run from Anel Ortiz, his team leading 8th of the year. Visalia leads his ballgame 5-0 heading into the bottom of the 7th inning. Playoffs are getting that much closer. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. 9 to go for the first return since 2019. Edgar Isaiah remains on the mound. That pitch is outside for ball one. 1-0. A five-year hiatus from the California League postseason when the Rawhide won it all in their final year at the high A level. The pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike. 1-1. There's a Rawhide team who featured the likes of Alec Thomas and Geraldo Perdomo. One ball, one strike with no outs. Both those two guys were in the starting lineup in the championship game that season. The 1-1 pitch on the way here from Isaiah. And that one is swung on and missed. Strike number two. Isaiah came in the bottom half of the sixth inning with runners on first and second and forced a 3-6-1 DP and then a flyout into center field. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Here comes the deal from Isaiah. This one's grounded to shortstop. Torin will field it. He'll gather his feet and throw to first base in time. One down here in the frame. Now bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. You look at Edgar Isaiah's numbers so far here in 2024. With the Rawhide, he is 3-4 with a 4.73 ERA, 32 and a third innings of work with 47 strikeouts and 30 walks. He did have time in the Arizona Complex League after being placed on the injured list on July 23rd. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal from Isaiah. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Isaiah had dealt with kidney issues during the middle of the summer, had to undergo a procedure on an enlarged kidney, came back a day later and pitched in the ACL, and within 5 days he was already back on a flight back to Visalia, ready to go. One ball, one strike with one away. Isaiah will stare down Wilman Diaz and get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Isaiah said he had been dealing with discomfort on his side throughout the season. And on July 5th, whenever the Rawhide faced off against Rancho, he said he had a really nice outing that day. That one is bounced in for strike number two, a swing and a miss for Diaz. It was a ball game that he had four strikeouts and two innings of work. But after the ball game, Isaiah had very large discomfort in the side of his body. And he tried the heating pad and all, and then would eventually figure out that he would need to undergo the procedure to get it fixed. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. That one is sent into center field, but Drew Jones will have to come in three steps, and he'll be there for the grab. There's two down here in the inning. Second straight at bat that Diaz has flown out to center. And now two down in the frame here for Eduardo Guerrero. Isaiah pitched in one game in the ACL on July 23rd in a ball game that he went two-thirds of work, three walks and one strikeout before he would return for the Stockton series on August 4th where he'd pitch an inning of work, no hits and no earned runs. That was the series finale of the series between Stockton and Visalia. And that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. There's a series that Visalia won 5 of 6, removed from the series that they lost five out of six out at Stockton on April 30th to May 5th. That pitch is in there for a strike. It is now 0-2. That series against Stockton was one of two times this season that the Rawhide have won 5 out of 6 in a series, the other time against Lake Elsinore. 0-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home. A breaking ball. That one is outside for ball one, 1-2. That was a series July 23rd through the 28th. And since that series loss, the Rawhide have yet to lose a series with just one tie in there against Inland Empire on August 20th. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Isaiah, and that one is outside, ball 3-2. We talk about those series since Lake Elsinore, a 5-1 win against Stockton, back-to-back 4-2 series wins against both Modesto and Rancho, and then the 4-2 win last week against the Fresno Grizzlies. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the deal home, and that one is sent into left center field. It would drop in for a base hit. in front of the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. So with two down, it is a base hit, and it'll bring up Elijah Hainline to the plate. Elijah Hainline 0 for 2 so far in this ballgame, with a strikeout looking and a flyout to the second baseman, Dimitro Crisantes. Elijah Hainline is batting 130 with an on-base percentage of a 358. 228 points higher than his average. With two outs, Hainline will get ready for the first pitch, and that one is in there for ball one, 1-0. Hainline has struck out looking, and he's flied out so far in this ballgame. He's 1-for-7 so far in the series, including an 0-for-2 ball game yesterday where he walked twice and scored a run. The pitch from Isaiah, and that one is fouled off to the right side. The count now 1-1. Elijah Hainline has homered twice so far this season for the Quakes. Hainline spent time at both Washington State and Oregon State during his time in college. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is inside for ball 2-1. He was a part of that Oregon State Beaver team that faced off against the Kentucky Wildcats in the Lexington Super Regional before Kentucky would end up making their first College World Series in program history. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Isaiah, and that one is swung on and missed, strike number 2. The reason I mention that, Ryan Waldschmidt, the 31st overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft, was recently with Visalia before he was placed on the injured list during the series against Fresno. 2-2, a two-way. Isaiah's pitch on the way to Hainline. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Edgar Isaiah has his first strikeout of the ball game, and we're officially through 7 innings of work. Rawhide 5, Quake 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Top half of the eighth, Kenny Castillo will lead things off. First pitch swinging, he will dump it over the head of Elijah Hainline. A leadoff single for Visalia. It is their ninth of the night, and it is Kenny's second base hit of the evening. And it will now bring up Ben McLaughlin into the plate. New pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is the right-hander Marco Corcho, 6'2", 200, a 19-year-old out of Columbia. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. See the Rescom and bye-bye bugs. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin so far in this ballgame, he has singled and has walked. 1-for-2 on the night. 17 RBIs on the year, and McLaughlin's pitch on the way and is in there for a strike, 1-1. Laughlin gets ready to dig in once again. Corcho will get ready for the deal home. The 1-1 pitch way outside. Ball two, 2-1. 2024 for Corcho, 0-1 with a 5.19 ERA, 8 2/3 innings of work with 10 strikeouts and 10 walks so far on the year. A swing and a miss for McLaughlin. Evens count up at 2-2. You talk about Corcho so far this season. He's had 6 appearances at the single-A level with 1 against Visalia on August 16th. Received a loss, and Penny Altano received the win, and Jake Fitzgibbons received his first professional save. 2-2 pitch on the way to McLaughlin. Does he go around? They appeal over to first, and he does not, so the count will now move to 3-2. Now the series at Visalia won 4 out of 6 at home at Valley Strong Ballpark. 3 balls, 2 strikes with no outs. McLaughlin will get ready for the deal home. The pause at the belt. Here's the pitch. And McLaughlin will ground this one up the middle. Hainline will step on second for 1, and it tops to first base in time. Elijah Hainline has continued to impress all week long. And that was the attention to detail kind of play right there. It's a slow chopper to second base. What he could have done, he could have charged in and made the out at first base, and instead he holds up on it, keeps his right foot on the bag, and by the time the ball lands in his glove, he's able to make the transition to first base in time. So now 2 down in the inning. We'll bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Santana will get ready for the deal from Corcho. Here's the deal home. And Santana will take that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Last time we saw Corcho on the mound was last week against San Jose in a ball game where he went 2 1/3 innings of work with 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and Santana has a duck out of the way of that pitch, so the count will now move to 1-1. There is a little bit of action warming up in the Rawhide bullpen at the moment. We'll see if Isaiah will go one more or if that will be the end of his game. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and Santana, watch that pitch, miss outside for ball two, 2-1. Ruben Santana, 1-for-3 in the ballgame with a 2-run home run to dead center in his second at-bat of the ballgame. 2-1 pitch on the way, and Santana, a big swing and cut, fouls it off to the left side, 2-2. 96-mile-per-hour heater for Corcho. Corcho originally began the year out in the Dominican Summer League. The 2-2 pitch on the way. That one is fouled backwards. Should say Dominican Summer League in 23, ACL in 24. He was 2-0 with a 2.70 ERA through 14 games in the ACL. You look at his numbers in the DSL in 2023, 2-1 with a 4.43 ERA. 2-2 pitch on the way. Corcho will bounce that one outside for ball three, 3-2. Opponent so far at the single-A level, batting .235 against Corcho. They were batting a minimal .158 during his time in Arizona. A payoff pitch on the way to Santana, and that one's on the inside corner, strike three called. And for the first time tonight, Ruben Santana is struck out, and we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Visalia leads this ballgame 3-0, 6 outs to go, 5-0 with 6 outs to go. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira Triple Play,
of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance.
Six more outs is all Visalia needs to return to the postseason. And it'll be Luke Craig, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. This pitching change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCon, and bye-bye bugs. And it is the top of the order for Rancho as Eduardo Quintero will pull back his bunt attempt. And the count now 1-1. Quintero 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame. 9 hits for Visalia, 3 for Rancho so far in this ballgame. And that ball is ripped into left field, right in between shortstop and third base. So a leadoff single will be Quintero's second of the night. And an Abraham Zaire hope to the plate. Luke Craig, the 7th-round draft pick for the Arizona Diamondbacks in the draft out in Arlington. He comes in 6'2", 205, the 23-year-old southpaw out of UNC Wilmington, a team who's coming off of back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances. Home plate ump, or the first base umpire, Blake Bison, came to check in on the Rosenbach. It's the second time this season between Visalia and Rancho that the umpires have had an issue with that Rosenbach. You look back at the series back when the Quakes and Rawhide were back at home, that pitch fouled backwards, 0-1, when Hyun-Suk Jung had an issue with the rosin bag, arguing that there wasn't enough grip in the rosin bag. He argued that it was old, and that was a stoppage that lasted about 5 minutes long, and both dugouts started chirping at one another. I wonder what the issue was there from the first base umpire. 0-1 pitch on the way from Craig. That one has popped up on the left side of the infield. Ruben Santana will stay on the infield dirt for the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning as it brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. Cameron Decker so far in this ballgame, he is 1-for-2, but he has caused damage throughout this series. You talk about the walk-off two-run home run in last night's ballgame. You talk about the solo home run that was one of two runs scored in the ballgame on Tuesday night. And with the ride up by 5, Decker trying to claw back in the ballgame with the Quakes down to their final 5 outs of the season. Decker's pitch fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. Decker 36 total bases against Visalia entering the day. The 0-1 pitch on the way here from Luke Craig. And that one is swung on and missed for strike number 2, a 93-mile-per-hour heater for the former Seahawk. Talking to Craig earlier this week, he said what an accomplishment it would be to win a conference championship and then turn around 3 months later and end up winning his first professional championship. 0-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike 3. And Luke Craig has his first punch out of the ballgame. And there's now one down in the inning as it brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. You talk about Craig's numbers, no decisions through 6 games, a 1.50 ERA, 6 innings of work with 8 strikeouts and 2 walks. Luke Craig pitched in both the semifinal and finals of the CAA tournament, where he picked up the save in both of those ball games, including a strikeout to end it against Charleston. 0-1 with two-way. Craig glances over at first base, a small lead for Quintero. And now that pitch is upstairs for ball one, one and one. 1 ball, 1 strike with 2-A here from Luke Craig. He'll glance over at first base. McLaughlin nearby but not holding on. And now this pitch is fouled off to the right side. The count now 1-2. Craig, a very nice outing on Sunday in a ballgame where he pitched an inning of work and no earned runs in that ballgame. Craig set up Alexis Lobano to check in the ballgame in a one-run ballgame on Sunday afternoon where he picked up his third save of the series. Kenny Castillo makes his way out to the mound to have a word with Craig, trying to get him through this final strike. And now the home plate umpire, Reginald Webb, is going to make his way out and break up this two-player mound visit. Alexis Lobano is standing in the Rawhide pen yesterday. He suffered the loss after he gave up the two-run home run to Cameron Decker. Still plenty of confidence in that Rawhide bullpen from this Rawhide coaching staff. 1 ball, 2 strikes with 2-way. Visalia leads this ballgame 5-0 in inning number 8. 1-2 pitch on the way. Slow ground ball. It is scooped up by Craig. It's tossed to first base in time. And the Rawhide are down to 3 more outs to clinch the postseason spot. We head into the final frame here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 5, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We head into the top half of the ninth inning. Visalia has one final chance to add on any sort of extra offense they want at the moment. First pitch on the way to Jefferson Pena, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Jefferson Pena, Christopher Torin, Anderson Rojas, 9-1-2, due up here in the inning. The pitch on the way to Pena, that is a hard hit shot on the left side, but it ends up landing foul, and the count is now 1-1. Jefferson Pena has singled. He also hit into the double play that the Rawhide tried to get aggressive on in the sixth inning with the infield playing in. They put McLaughlin in motion, and a small little pop-up to Wilman Diaz, and his toss to first base was in time and was able to get out of the frame. So 2 balls and a strike with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way to Jefferson Pena, looking for the Rawhide 10th hit of the ballgame, and now that pitch inside for ball three, 3-1. Marco Corcho will stare down Jefferson Pena. The upcoming 3-1 deal on the way, and that one is upstairs, ball four, so a leadoff walk will get a nice round of applause from the Rawhide dugout. The walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So you got Christopher Taurine at the plate in a bowl game where he is 1-for-3 with a single, a strikeout, and a flyout. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. For the Quakes in the bottom half of the ninth inning, they'll have Carlos Rojas, Samuel Munoz, and Wilman Diaz stepping up to the plate. Rawhide likely will not have to face off against Cameron Decker unless things get out of control, which is probably exactly what the bullpen would like at the moment. 2-0 with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way, and that's a hard hit shot once again that is pulled down the left field line and foul. It's 2-1. Rawhide so far tonight scored a run in the first, two in the fourth, and two in the seventh innings. Corcho holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 2-2. It was right at the belt. Taurine, 50 RBIs on the year with four home runs. And trying to at least advance Jefferson Pena into scoring position. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball over to shortstop. Hainline will scoop it up. He can't get it out of his glove in time. So the only play he has is at first. And now a fielder's choice will put Visalia with a runner in scoring position. So Jefferson Pena stands tall at second base. And it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-for-4. Still no action warming up in the Rawhide bullpen at the moment. And Anderson Rojas is going to be hit in the ankle. So it is a one out hit by pitch. And now runners on first and second with one away. Rojas wearing that shin protection on that front, on that right ankle. Absorbs most of the contact here. Still a little limp initially. And now the catcher and pitching coach will make their way out to the mound. This mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. They have the pitching coach Ramon Troncoso out on the hill. With Demetri Crisantes getting ready to step up to the plate for Visalia. Demetrio 1-for-4 so far in the ball game with a single, a stolen base, and a run. So Reginald Webb will make his way back behind home plate. As ready to resume play once again. Crisantes, 6 home runs on the season. 3 of those have come against Rancho. The one-out pitch on the way as Crisantes is able to duck out of the way of that pitch. And the count now 1-0. We talk about those 3 home runs for Crisantes. The third and most recent against Rancho was the walk-off home run on the 4th of July. Crisantes' pitch upstairs, ball 2, 2-0. 55 straight games entering tomorrow night. 2-0 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Crisantes, and he fouls that one off to the left side, and the count will now move to 2-1. Crisantes will walk off the foul pitch that he fouls off of his left leg. And he'll take a nice little lap around the round home plate before he gets ready to dig in once again. He uses batter's timeout to buy him some time. Rub some dirt on in, ready to resume play once again. 2-1 with one down. Here's the deal home, and Crisantes, and that one will be foul as it once again fouls it off his body. And Crisantes continues to limp around here as he has back-to-back foul pitches off of himself. 2 balls, 2 strikes with one away. Crisantes looking for his second hit of the night. His last was in inning number 1. 2-2 pitch on the way. Runners in motion. The throw down to second base, and it is not in time. And Anderson Rojas, the stolen base leader for Visalia, attacks on another. It is now 34 on the season. A double steal will take out the potential double play. And now the infield will play in for the Quakes. Payoff pitch on the way from Corcho. Here's the deal home. Grisant is a swing and a miss. So he'll be sat down for the second time in this ballgame via the strikeout. And it'll now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who last time up, the two-run home run over the right field wall. Ortiz will get ready for the deal. He's 2-for-3 on the night. His batting average is back above 300 thanks to the two base hits in this ballgame. A nice number 8 on the board for the home run leader for this Rawhide club. One ball, no strikes with two away. Corcho's deal. That one is outside. Ball 2, 2-0. Team leader in total bases against the Quakes this season, 36 on the year. You got Jefferson Pena at third, Anderson Rojas at second. The 2-0 pitch on the way, ground ball to the third base side. A backhand effort by Guerrero, his throw across the diamond, not in time. And Visalia is going to come home to score another run. They now lead this ballgame 6-0 in the top half of the ninth inning. It's the second time in this ballgame that Guerrero has had to shift over to his right side. The backhand grab almost on top of the third base chalk, and his throw too weak on Ortiz runs it down the line. It's his third hit of the night, and it's an RBI single on top of that, and it now brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Three RBI night for Angel Ortiz. Jefferson Pena, the run that comes home to score. And with that, it advances Anderson Rojas to third. Drew Jones will send that one into center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. RBI 63 of the season for Drew Jones. Gives Visalia a 7-0 lead here in the top half of the ninth inning. Talk about trying to clinch a ballgame in fashion. The ride all over the Quakes at the moment. And manager John Shoemaker is going to make his way out to the mound. End of the line for Marco Corcho. 11 Rawhide hits have led to 7 Rawhide runs. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll have the new pitcher in the ballgame. Visalia 7, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Babies are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia has brought up 6 batters to the plate. This will be number 7 in a 7-0 ball game. Kenny Castillo will be the new batter to face off against the new arm in the ballgame, Dylan Figuerdo. Second time in this series that we've seen the right-hander, 6'174", a 21-year-old from Puerto Cabello, Venezuela. So far this season in 2024, 1-0 with a 10.50 ERA. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and Kenny will get a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. It is 1-1. Figuerdo began the year in the Arizona Complex League where he was 1-0 with a 1.84 ERA. Opponents were batting 189 against him during his time in Arizona. 1-1 with two away. Here comes the deal home, and that one swung on and missed for Castillo, and the count is now 1-2, two away. One ball, two strikes, 2-2. As Kenny will step out of the batter's box here and regrip the batting gloves. One ball, two strikes with two down. A runner at first and second for Visalia. The 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Strike three, but the Ride are able to add on a couple of insurance runs. They tack on two runs in the top half of the ninth inning, and we head to a potential playoff clinching bottom half of the ninth inning. Visalia leads this ballgame 7-0. Luke Craig will jog back out onto the mound. Visalia 7, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference.
Three more outs. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Visalia 7, Rancho 0. Luke Craig is back on the mound for the Rawhide. Luke Craig found himself clinching the final out of the CAA title, and right here he has a chance to do it for Visalia as that ball is sent into center field for a base hit. So a leadoff single for Carlos Rojas, and that is how the frame will begin as it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Visalia has turned one double play so far in tonight's ball game. They have turned 118 so far on the year. That is the most in the California League. One more would get him one out away from a spot in the California League postseason starting on Tuesday night. Here comes the deal. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. 0-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Luke Craig. He will stare down the batter, and the deal on the way, fouled off to the left side for Samuel Munoz. The winner, the playoff clinching spot, will face off against Lake Elsinore on Tuesday night at home for game one before having to travel over to Lake Elsinore for games two and three. A pitch downstairs for ball one, 1-2. It is a mountain to climb for Rancho down to their final three outs of the ballgame, trailing 7-0. They're being out-hit in this ballgame 11-5. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Craig will look at first. Here's the deal home, and it'll get away from Kenny Castillo. It'll be a wild pitch, and it'll take out the double play and advance Carlos Rojas into scoring position. At this point in the ball game, you need three outs. The worry no longer on any runner on base paths. Luke Craig is staring down Samuel Munoz, and he's the only player that he's concerned about in this entire ballpark. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Craig. It is outside ball three, 3-2. Alexis Lobano is starting to throw in the right bullpen in case they do need him. He's just playing short toss with another pitcher, and as I say that, Alberto Barriga makes his way out to the right dugout to get a little bit more serious with Lobano. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. Here's the deal from Craig. Downstairs, strike three, and there's one down here in the inning. Paints the bottom of the strike zone. Two more outs to go with Wilman Diaz stepping up to the plate. Wilman Diaz will dig in. He's 0-for-3 so far in the ballgame. He's flown out twice in this ballgame. He has grounded out as well. 249 on the year for Wilman Diaz. Craig will look at second. That one is swung on and missed. And the count now 0-1. Wilman Diaz has yet to record a hit so far in the series. He is 0-for-13. 0-1 with one down. Craig will hold at the chest. Then the belt. The glance set second. Here's the deal home. Diaz will pop this one up into right field. Charging in is Jefferson Payne in right field. He is there for the grab. There are two down here in the inning. And they now bring up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate to preserve the Quakes season. Right, trying to clinch a postseason spot right here on this Friday night. The Rawhide are at the edge of the dugout. They are ready to climb over the railing right now. The first pitch on the way to Guerrero, and that one is inside. Ball one, 1-0. 7-0 ball game. Rancho won the opening game of the series. Visalia won Wednesday night, and Rancho a walk-off win last night on Thursday. 1-0 with two down. Guerrero bats 205 on the year. 1-0 with two away. The hold at the belt. Here's the deal home. And that one's a bit low. Ball two, 2-0. Visalia is 65-63. It was their first 60-win season since 2019. Two balls, no strikes with two away. Craig will hold at the chest. He'll get ready. A glance at second once again. Here's the deal home. Outside corner. It's in there for a strike. 2-1. A Rawhide team who is 36-27 in the second half. They're looking for win number 37 to clinch the postseason spot. 2-1 with two down. Craig once again holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. It is right down the middle. It is in there for a strike. 2-2. And the Quakes are down to their final strike of the ball game. Luke Craig looks to put the Rawhide in the postseason right here. Two balls, two strikes with two away. A 7-0 ball game. Craig, one more glance at second. Here's the deal home. Strike three on the inside corner. And for the first time since 2019, the Visalia Rawhide are going back to the California League postseason. 5 years in the making. The last time Visalia was in the postseason was the final year of Visalia at the high A level and the dogpile in the middle. They will celebrate, and they will go back to the locker room, and they will celebrate some more. Visalia, you are going to have a postseason game on Tuesday night at 6:45 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia will host Tuesday night against the Lake Elsinore Storm, and they will have Wednesday night before they will travel over to Diamond Stadium on Thursday and Friday for games 2 and 3 of the California League South Division Championship. One final time tonight, Visalia, 7 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for the Quakes. No runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Two more games left to go in the series. Tomorrow night, a 6:30 first pitch. So until we talk tomorrow night, your Rawhide are back in the postseason. We look forward to seeing you on a Tuesday night. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.